I do a lot of early plantings. Basically, as soon as the snow is off of my raised beds, it is go time.
Even with the ground still cold and frosty, Kristen Rainey fills her raised beds with young plants pushing through the soil to greet the new season. She knows it might look a little unusual to the neighbors.
There's a few weeks where I'll look like an absolute crazy person because I'm literally planting things out while there's still snow on the ground.
Despite the chilly conditions, her early planting pays off, setting the stage for a garden that will soon be bursting with color. This early method of planting isn't just about watching a calendar. It's about trusting her instincts.
I never use my soil thermometer. I just basically like touch it with my hands and then dig in a little bit and then touch, feel what temperature it is and go from there.
Trusting her gut has led to success year after year, but it's not all smooth sailing. Aside from watching the weather forecast closely to protect her delicate seedlings from frost, Rainey also has to keep an eye on a whole flock of farmyard residents ready to cause trouble.
It's literally my chickens. They just killed 300 status plants that I thought I had secured enough that they wouldn't get them, and I was wrong.
The chickens are notorious troublemakers, but she tells me that they play an important role on the flower farm.
So we keep the chickens for the manure and for the bug protection, so we almost have no ticks, and they will also work up a field for me.
Despite the challenges, Rainey finds a deep sense of satisfaction in this work, especially when she sees the first signs of life pushing through the soil.
Oh, it's so exciting. I'm like a kid in a candy shop. Every perennial that pokes through the ground, I'm like so excited and I'm taking pictures of it, and it's kind of ridiculous.
Each new springtime sprout brings her closer to the full bloom of summer.
Mentally, it feels like triumphant in a sense, like, oh, hooray, the season has started. I have so much energy and optimism.
Because after a long, cold prairie winter, even the smallest sprout feels like a victory. In Clavette, I'm Brittany Cafe, 650 CKOM.